Now it's time to introduce you to the wonderful,
the truly sublime,
Twissia 107.3.
Annabelle of Solo Career, thank you for taking some time out to have a chat here on The Band Next Door here on 2SCR. Congratulations on your debut EP, The Sentimentalist. It's been a long time coming for yourself. Anyone who's kind of been keeping an eye on the local Sydney scene over the past few years would kind of hopefully already know a bit of your work, maybe not so much in tape or digital format, but maybe even just around the traps here and there under the name of Solo Career. So it's not an entirely new project. You've had a few songs make their way out into the world through the Dinosaur City Records compilation, but does your idea of what you wanted to do as Solo Career, or even just in your own alone time, kind of predate your already work with Body Type?
Before I had great people to hang out with and actually make music with in a human communal way, I used to make funny demos on GarageBand on my computer and just like sort of me messing around. If I had like a funny joke I came up with, I'd turn it into a bit of a song.
How far back does it go for you, like wanting to just tinker around in your room in like a bedroom format?
I wish it had been more in the teen years. I feel like kids these days, they get taught, you know, how to produce stuff and code things, probably can code a song in high school. For me, I think I was at uni, I was studying architecture and stuff, and maybe it was after that, so I might have been like 20 or something, so
okay.
A little while ago, 7 years ago. Yeah, I don't actually really know how it started. I think I actually have a record of the first song, not record, but you know, I've just got an MP3 in my email somewhere and I sent it to my sister as like a Christmas present or something. It's silly like that. I didn't really grow up tinkering so much. I grew up like teaching myself how to play Jack Johnson tabs on my brother's broken acoustic guitar at home, and I didn't really think about it much other than that. I just wanted a guitar that I saw because it was a cool color.
Nice.
That's probably where things started.
Listening through to this record, there isn't really that much guitar in the mix, apart from maybe on the main track, Renaissance. I don't really feel like it's an instrument that you flash around much on this album. Have you been trying to explore other technical productions or just kind of like live instrumentation setups to kind of figure out what you want to do as a musician?
I guess with the way I've mixed this stuff, it's kind of been layering things and kind of just building things up and like sitting and listening and figuring out where I wanted to put more stuff. So I never really wanted like guitar to be the focal point or keyboards. Okay. I kind of just wanted to like mash it all together and make one sort of sound.
So what do you feel like is the basis of Solo Career's aesthetic?
Just jokes. I'm not sure. I think that's my honest answer. You know, there's a lot of stuff accompanying kind of imagery that can go with the whole Solo Career thing. I sort of wanted to play on the whole idea of being the solo artist, leaves a band and writes some corny songs and stuff and like hand out signed or like autographed photos of myself or something. But I think I'm laughing at it too much to take it that seriously.
Well, it's a very dry record, I feel, and there is a lot of your sense of humor coming through on this album, especially on songs like Imperial Leather. I feel like it's a very sly kind of track. I don't really know if that was intentional. The phrase of nothing will ever get better with water and imperial leather just said over and over again. It makes me snicker to myself in a way. I feel like there's a joke that I'm not necessarily in on, but I feel like I kind of already get it at the same time. Like, how do you approach trying to not necessarily be funny in music, but trying to put your own sense of personality into what you're doing?
Yeah, I think it's sometimes I forget that I have my own perspective when I write stuff, and I'll just not really be aware of something I'm writing as being kind of different to like what you might usually hear in a pop song. It's actually quite hard work getting past the initial chunk of something that I'll think of, and then like figuring out a whole song is just like such a trudge sometimes. Sometimes I look back on writing a song and I try to figure out what my process was or whatever, and usually it's like just not the same for anything. With Renaissance, I think I just wrote the song, like the lyrics, while I was writing some of the music, and it was really simple and there aren't many words in it. And sometimes I get really caught up in writing so many words, and it'll just be different every time. I might, you know, dump lyrics over the top of whatever loops are going, or they're all kind of mashed into place in different ways.
The Sentimentalist starts with story of someone that kind of remembers everything that's happened to them in their life, and maybe in some way will shape the person that they become. I don't know if I'm reading too much into that. Do you feel like you've lived up to your plan as a musician, trying to approach, write, create, and even perform music?
You know what, lockdown's been the hardest thing to grapple with in the sense of all that, because I never planned to be a musician, could never possibly imagine that I would have done the things that I've done, you know, playing with Body Type and getting to make my own music. Like I never just focused my energies like that towards something like this. It always seemed so impossible to me. So I think maybe that's what makes it so incredibly sentimental to me now.
Okay, or cool.
Sort of that I miss it so much because, yeah, I was just very lucky to kind of find people to make music with and have all these friendships and sort of form some kind of community in like Sydney that I never had when I was just studying and learning stuff at uni.
It's a project that's always kind of been in the shadows somewhat. Could it have been an alter ego of yourself, do you think? Or is that not really the way you play it? You know, you'd rather put yourself and I guess your inner personal turmoils front and center and just kind of let people into who you are.
It's definitely not supposed to be an alter ego. It just gets to be like another ego. Just, you know, add it onto the pile. For me, when I write, sometimes things split into being like a Body Type song or a Solo Career song, because I'll get really attached to how I've recorded it or something like that and not want to have to tell somebody how to play a song. Like, there's a point of underdevelopment or undeveloped kind of sort of ideas that I'd like to leave for someone else to come up with. But when it's Solo Career stuff, usually I'll just like get carried away with an idea. And I do still have a dream though of just kind of not being so precious with the next bunch of recordings and okay. Just finishing a bunch of stuff quickly and putting something out sooner than later, because I don't want to take like 4 years every time I release a measly EP or something like that. Be pasting drum loops so that I end up with this kind of really dead space where I'm not really generating many new ideas. It sort of gets stuck in these ruts all the time. So I think I've developed that more as I've gone, the idea of like structuring the songs more. And although I like to not do that sometimes, okay, and not think about structure too much, but there's definitely an art form to that I maybe is still working on.
I do love how spacious this record is. It's not a hugely condensed album, even though there might be a couple of shorter tracks on there. You know, it's all very, very lush in a way. It does take time to ooze and to soak through sonically. When you are looking at approaching something, what's the kind of the first thing that's going through your mind in terms of, you know, how you want a song to be? Are you somewhat focused more so lyrically, or is it definitely a palette that takes your fancy?
I think sometimes I get stuck on an idea when it sort of sounds good, and then I would try to continue that feeling, kind of like if I get to these points with the music where I don't know, the sections are sort of all working together, and just that kind of unconscious creative process where you kind of delighted with the thing you've made by accident. And I think that's mainly where I kind of feel the motivation to keep going, and then the lyric stuff happens.
Where do you feel like you want to go from here on in? Are you looking to have more of a realistic instrumentation for approaching records in the future, or do you want to try and, you know, conquer the world of a digital audio workstation?
Well, my friends have just built a new recording studio in Bulambi called Stranded Records, and that's Bowen Shikalis and Cody Munro Moore, and it's like a really amazing thing they've done. They went and brought back this gigantic mixing desk from Queensland somewhere months ago, and they've gotten it fixed up. They've built like this 5 meter high studio space with a mixing room attached to it.
Nice.
And yeah, I'd love to get in there and kind of try some new things, but I'm also scared of that. I'm scared of the process of kind of pulling apart all the bits or having to prepare things to go in there and then work on them further. Like, I don't really know how it'll work for me, but it would be really cool to like record some really slick sounding bass with them, or, you know, just engineer a few things and get to use like actual real world condensers and stuff.
Nice,
like that.
Nice.
That's something I fret about constantly, is just because everyone's so obsessed with gear and like buying the good stuff, or like, you know, using the same microphone that Michael Jackson used for Thriller or whatever, which I have bought now, but like it is funny because I don't really think I want to sound like Billie Eilish or whatever. Like, I don't need to produce stuff in a crazy way. I like the sound of things that are recorded at home, so yeah, sometimes I wig out a little bit when I find myself preferring the stock standard Shure mic over the fancy one. I do still have a dream, though, of just kind of not being so precious with the next bunch of recordings and just finishing a bunch of stuff quickly and putting something out sooner than later, because I don't want to take like 4 years every time I release a measly EP or something like that.